And welcome to another episode of Jay's Tiny Secrets, the podcast. I am your host, Janelle.
And I'm your other host, Tracy. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. We're going to begin this show today. I'm excited because the main topic today is... Tell them, Tracy.
Mother, please.
Mother, please.
Yes.
Before we begin with that one, let's go ahead and get our greeting started, okay? So, the greeting today is, never have I ever, but I'm willing to try it.
What haven't you done that you are willing to try?
Yes, let's think about this. All right, so who's going to begin the greeting? Janelle or Tracy?
I think you should begin. This is, give me a minute to think about it.
Okay. Because I did have a moment to think about this. All right. So the PG version is, never have I ever gone skydiving, but I'm willing to try it.
I knew now, I should have gone first because that's mine. That's mine. That's it. That is it.
You're going to have to try it.
However, I think before I do that, I think I need to do the hot air balloon. I've never done that. So that's going to be like the prerequisite to the skydiving. Let me just get in the sky first, right?
Okay.
And just let me look, let me see, and then maybe do the skydiving. Let me ask you a question, Jay. How do you think you're going to be when it's pulled and then you begin to fall? What do you think you're going to be thinking or acting, or what's going to be going through your mind?
I think the act of falling is knowing that I'm not in control. I think that's going to be what'll be mainly on my mind, to say, okay, I am not in control. I have really just taken a chance with my life.
Right.
But I'm here for the thrill.
Right. I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? And this might be sharing a little bit too much. I'm honestly hoping that I just do not, you know, I'm hoping I don't pee on myself. That's what I'm praying for.
Oh.
Because you never know how your body, how you're going to react. So, yeah, because you're going to be pretty close to the skydiver, the person that's obviously the professional, right?
Right.
So, that's kind of what I'm hoping that does not happen.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah. Okay. Set the date up. 2025. At some point.
Did you hear me?
No.
I said use the bathroom before you go.
I know. Exactly.
That'll be something we need to do. We'll have to, yeah. Let's put that on our bucket list.
Put that on the bucket list. Ooh. I'm hot just thinking about it.
We're going to go skydiving, and she's going to use the bathroom.
Before.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Our segment today is segment number one, what is on your mind? Segment number one, what is on your mind? Usually I like to ask, what season are you going through and what are you doing to take care of you? But today it is, what's on your mind?
Yeah. I mean, listen. Last week was Mother's Day, obviously Mother's Day weekend. And literally Friday, when I got off of work, I mean, I just became sick. So I spent the entire Mother's Day weekend at home in the bed. And right now I'm just recuperating, feeling good. I'm going to tell you what's really on my mind. Now, no one likes to be sick, right? But let me tell you something. When I get sick, I lose a couple of pounds. So I'm like excited. I am excited. I feel like, yes, I've lost like 5 pounds. So yes, it's not the way that you want to, you know, obviously do it. But yes, I've lost 5 pounds in this sickness, and by the grace of God, I'm feeling good. I did go outside, and I shared this, and you commented on my social media. Sorry, I'm kind of jumping here, but it just made me actually think about it. When I did get a chance to go outside and really just think about and enjoy, and I saw the rainbow, and I posted that. And I was like, it was so beautiful to see. And I felt like it was meant for me to see in that very moment. And as it was going through its, transformation, because those colors become very vivid and then they start to kind of change. And I sat there and I literally watched that rainbow come about, and as also it started to disintegrate. So that was just simply amazing. And I felt like it was a sign. It's a sign of hope and promise and new beginnings. So I absolutely love sharing that. So I am going to turn it over to you. And I'm sure you have a lot of what's on your mind.
I'm not sure that I have a lot that's on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I have been watching the trial of Sean Combs, Diddy.
Okay.
And I think what is mainly on my mind is how we sometimes give too much of ourselves. And when we give too much of ourselves, people take advantage. And that's what's on my mind. I think that it's a growth that has to occur as that has to grow, that has to occur individually within us. In order for us to understand and accept that, hey, I need to pump the brakes right here. Like at this point, it's too much. And so I think that's what's on my mind is how do we take care of us when we are not in the best situation to know that we need to take care of us? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's on my mind. How do we become stronger?
So let me ask you. I'm glad you brought that up because obviously this is a very hot topic. I mean, there's a lot of components to the Sean Diddy Combs trial, as being the person, obviously, Cassie, who allegedly is the victim, right? And so and through social media as well as the news, you've seen like so many different perspectives. And the one thing that I will always say is that you don't really know what happened unless you were there. That would simply be like someone telling me what happened in my household and you were not there, right? So I just kind of wanted to touch on just that, maybe the two sides of it, just kind of really quickly. The victim, and some people are saying, well, Cassie knew what she was, into. She knew what she was doing. She was, there because of the money. And then you have, the Sean Combs side of it, which can be that, yes, people do take advantage of situations. Not excusing any type of behavior, but it can be in a sense compared to those of us maybe who've gone to college. You go to a college party, a lot of things happen, right? And you have a lot of people that can be underaged, right? You have a lot of different activities that that we know that are not appropriate now. Fast forward 20 years later, if you were to go back and pick out every single person that was there at that party that participated, should they be held also responsible because they were there, they were a part of it, or is it solely the responsibility of the person that gave the party? I want to make one other point on this is that victims, and we see this all the time, do not always come forward
That's
initially.
true.
You know,
That's true.
and victims sometimes continue to participate because they don't know or feel like they have any way to necessarily get out of the situation unscathed.
Yes.
What are your
Yes.
thoughts?
I totally agree. There is a fear factor when you are in certain situations, and that fear can take over at any point. And you can feel trapped, especially when it's power at play.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, thanks for sharing what's on your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Have to do it,
Okay,
have to
Seth,
do it.
we're leaving nothing off the table, so here we go with segment two. Mother, please. You shared that you were sick on Mother's Day and that you rested. I'm glad you got a chance to rest, and I'm glad that that rest is working out for your good in more ways than one.
Yes.
When
Yes.
we don't take a moment, if we don't take a moment to rest when our body tells us, our body will make us rest. So I appreciate
Absolutely.
you listening to your
Yeah.
body, but I also appreciate you joining and getting this show on the road.
Yeah.
So, mother,
Absolutely. You know,
please.
mother, please. Yes. You know, we were supposed to actually do the second podcast last week, but you know, as mentioned, I was not feeling well, and I told Janelle, I'm like, you know, we're still going to do it post Mother Day, post Mother's Day. We can still, you know, speak on mothers. Obviously, we didn't get a chance to wish, you know, many of the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. Those that are not with us, you
Right.
know, rest in peace, you know, always still being thought of. Those that are mother figures. Again, happy
Yes.
Mother's Day as well. And so, yeah, we decided that we still wanted to do this segment post Mother's Day because, you know, this topic that we're going to kind of get into a little bit today, it can be a heavy topic. There can be many different perspectives, particularly, you know, I'll say in the Black community, as far as viewing mothers as, you know, in a sense of cannot do any wrong. And I've heard people say like, oh no, my mother, you know, my mother could never ever do anything wrong. But I think one thing that we have to always remember is that mothers are human. They are people, you know, they make mistakes. They're not infallible. They do make mistakes, and for lack of better words, you
Yes.
know, they mess up. But what we kind of want to get into a little bit
Yep.
today is maybe the relationships and
Relationships.
how we can, you know, how we can improve on these relationships, maybe even setting boundaries, and just talking about maybe the adult relationship between mothers and their children, and maybe even particular mothers and daughters, right? So, Jay, do you want to start us off with Mother, Please, and your thoughts, and maybe a little bit about your relationship as a mother and also your relationship as it relates to your mother?
I think my first model of a mother-daughter relationship, of course, was my own. The relationship that I have with my mom. And that relationship has changed throughout the years. When I think about the relationship that I have with her, it did start out as a nurturing relationship, mom taking care of me. Throughout the years, it has become where we're almost taking care of each other. We've grown from being mother and daughter to being friends. And I think to grow through that type of motherly relationship is a blessing. And that's not to say that there weren't some good things. I mean, that there weren't some bad things that have happened or some things
Of
that I
course.
don't agree with. But I would say that overall, my mom provided a very strong blueprint on how I should become and behave as a mom. Now, I will say that there were some things that I went through as a child that I wouldn't want, that I wouldn't put my kids through. For example, we used to get whippings. And, you know, even this day and age, I wouldn't dare touch a child. Now, that's not to say that I won't touch my child, but as far as whippings and beatings, I think when you know better, do better. And I don't never remember, though, my mom never liked to punish us. She would punish us, but she wouldn't touch us. She would leave that for my dad. He was the punisher. You know, like, he was the authoritative voice in the house. And my mom was the nurturer. She took care of us. So overall, my parenting experience, the relationship with my mom is positive. I love her. I cherish her. I respect her. And I appreciate everything that she's done. So, mother, please know that I am forever grateful to have you in my life. I am thankful for the way that you've raised me. I am thankful for the way you've provided and the structure, because education was so important, and she made sure that she walked the walk and as she talked the talk. That's my spiel.
Okay. All right. Awesome. 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 And definitely appreciate that. And so I'm going to go at some point a little bit in a different direction with it. So just to give a little, you know, backstory growing up, my mom was the type of mom that made breakfast every morning. And I remember being in high school and, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I don't, you know, I'm good. Like, I don't need the breakfast, because in New York, you know, we would stop by the bagel shop and, you know, get our bagels or what have you. But I'm saying that to say that there is a lot of mothers that don't necessarily make a hot breakfast, you know, every morning. And that was something that she did. And I do appreciate. Secondly, I also appreciate the fact that she was in that she did push education, and she did push, you know, being better, you know. That's something that I think has always, you know, stood with me, is to always, as you say, be better, do better, right? Do better, be better. And so I do appreciate, I definitely do appreciate that. I think, and it's something that you said, and it's about growth. So the way that we parent a 5-year-old is not going to be, or shouldn't be, the way that we parent a 15-year-old, right? We're still our you know, our mother's child. But sometimes I think maybe some parents, mothers, struggle with the fact that my child is now an adult, and the way that I need to provide parenting is different. It's more of, I can give you guidance and advice. And of course, as a child, you either, you know, take it or leave it, right? But also, I think, which is really important as a mother, is to also give that respect to your adult children. And sometimes I think just in our community, that is not always given. It's under the tent of, I'm the mother and that's it. Good, bad, or ugly, right?
Right.
But here's the piece right here, you know, and I've heard this said many times. It doesn't matter what my mother does or did, you know, she's right. You should never go against, you know, your mom. And I do believe that to, you know, to a certain degree. However, there still has to be respect on both sides, right? And even sometimes boundaries. And a boundary could be that,
yes,
you have to either say certain things to that, you know, to your mother, and you have to step back. And sometimes that is the respect that you're giving that parent, because, you know, ultimately no one wants to be disrespectful to their parent. You really don't. I don't know any child that wakes up and honestly is saying, I want to disrespect my parent or I don't care. No,
Right.
you want
Yes,
to,
that's true.
you do want to respect that parent. So from the emotional side, this is what I tell people to maybe try to understand when they say, well, I don't understand. How can you not have a great relationship with the parent? So think about it like this for one second. If you have a parent that physically abuses a child, what would you tell that child? You would say, stay
Boundaries.
away from that person. Do what you do,
Yes.
boundaries to protect yourself, right? And it's the
Right.
same way when it comes to emotional. You have to set those boundaries. And so, if that means that you have to put a little distance between you, yeah, the love never changes, And I mean, for me, I would love for me and my mom to be able to go to the nail shop and get pedicures together, But everybody doesn't have that relationship. And I want to make one final point, and this one is big. Both people have to be willing to try. If both people aren't willing to try, you cannot move past whatever the problem, the situation is for the healing to begin.
Healing is so important.
Yeah. So that's my take.
I appreciate you sharing.
Yeah,
One
absolutely.
thing that I picked up from what you shared is the importance of giving respect to be respected. And then also within that respect, respecting the fact that you have to have boundaries in order to maintain some balance of any of a healthy relationship. And the relationship between a parent and a child is definitely different for every person. Yeah, definitely
Absolutely.
different. And
Absolutely.
the last thing that I wanted to bring back from what you said is the way they raised us is not the way that we raise our children. And the way we raise our children is not going to be the way that they raise their children.
Absolutely.
And I think that's not a bad thing, that is improvement, that's change. And if we aren't changing, we aren't evolving.
That's it.
So I would like to encourage all of us to accept the relationships that we have as they are and embrace that relationship as it is, understanding that respect goes both ways. And with respect, you can include boundaries so that their respect is not violated by anyone, no matter the connection.
Agreed. I did write down a couple of points. I want to make sure that
Okay,
I
you go ahead and make your yes.
I definitely had written down a couple of things here. And this is just the accountability piece. We all have to take accountability for our part in the relationship. So that even as parents, and you're right, the way that they were raised is different from the way that we're raising our kids and so forth and so on. I think the important thing also is not to get stuck, because if I were to become stuck, that means that I'm doing exactly what my mom did, or you understand, or the things that your mom did that you didn't necessarily agree with. So we have been able to say, okay, I take the things that I like that they've done in raising us, and those that I maybe don't like or disagree, I'm going to do it differently. But yeah, taking accountability, setting the boundaries. And here's a big one.
What is
And
that?
I don't know if a lot of parents do this, mothers do this. Is apologize. And even I have to ask myself, do I apologize to my daughter when I am wrong? Can I do that? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's part of the evolution.
I think it takes something that everyone does not have to be able to apologize, because I've noticed that not
That's
everyone is okay with apologizing. I
that's
don't
it.
quite know what it is in that mindset that programs want to think or believe that to apologize or to issue an apology is maybe a weakness or maybe something that they're not accustomed to doing. But kudos to the person, to the being who is able to issue a heartfelt apology on any given day for
Absolutely.
any circumstance. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, with that being said, we hope that, anyone that's watching today can take something from this. We do this to open people's hearts, their minds, their soul, by sharing our own personal stories, a little bit of ourselves. And so we hope that that you can take from this and either apply it in your own life, or if you know someone that you can share with, we'd love that. So and this is going to bring us to segment three,
Yes,
Janelle.
segment three. Segment three is our closing, and I just want to make sure that we have captured some of the very, very key topics in this podcast. And I think we spoke a lot about giving respect to be respected, setting boundaries, and making sure that those boundaries are known. They have to be communicated. And once they are communicated, they have to be enforced and reinforced. Accept accountability for our actions as moms, as parents, as children. We need to accept accountability. And if we find fault within ourselves after some self-reflecting, we should bring it upon ourselves to issue an apology, a heartfelt apology. Never be too big to apologize. This has
That's
been
it.
episode two of Jay's Tiny Secrets, the podcast. Thank you all for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your evening. And take care of you.
Right back at you, sis. Take care of you. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.